Well, hey everybody, Jonathan Dorr with you once again. Welcome, friends, to the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. Hope you're doing well wherever you are in the world. Still very much a fluid situation for many of us with the coronavirus. Things really unpredictable here in Australia. Of course, last night they passed another new rule where you cannot meet in groups bigger than two. So all the introverts in the world are like, yes! And many of us are struggling. I'm actually a major introvert, but my amazing wife, Karen, is a big extrovert. And yesterday she was like, she goes, I just need people. I need to talk to people. And so I cut her loose for the whole day. I sort of, Karen and I have both been adapting to homeschooling very rapidly. And she does an amazing job. And but, you know, I just want to give her a break. So this little extrovert that I've been married to for almost 20 years needed to just go and talk to some people in a socially distanced, safe context, of course, I should add. So it's going to be challenging, isn't it? So if you are an extrovert, I just want to say to you, keep using FaceTime in any way that you can keep that sort of extrovert nature stoked, because I think the mental health question for a lot of people is a big one, isn't it? I mean, the mental health thing comes because anxiety comes from a focus on the future, and depression can come from this despair, can't it? This is like, well, nothing's going to work out and everything's going to be terrible. And I mean, look, you know, I guess we could say that one positive is that the education sector is going to be pretty robust through this economically challenging times, isn't it? So let's look at that positive. We're going to need teachers. We're going to need great teachers like you to keep doing what they do. It's in a different context at the moment, but this is going to pass. You know, this is going to pass. And right now, for most of us, what we're experiencing is gross inconvenience. As I was coming into the studio, I thought gross inconvenience is not pleasant, but it's not like, you know, being in London during the Blitz, or it's not like being in Aleppo, Syria a year ago. You know, there's different levels, isn't there? I mean, there's nothing great about what we're going through on the surface, but let's just take some consolation in that things could be a whole lot worse. So let's just keep praying through the circumstance and trusting God's going to bring us through, and he will. That's what, you know, no moment lasts forever. No affliction lasts forever. It's even interesting now, like as many of you know, I had a really traumatic accident last year. And I was just saying to Karen yesterday, like to have the use of my hands back now, not perfectly, but to see the level of healing and growth and change that can come from a traumatic moment. Once enough time passes, you know, things do begin to get back to normal. So hang in there with this stuff, right? It's we're in the thick of it right now, but it is passing. Now, what I want to talk to you about quick today is routine. When you hear the word routine, for most of us, it's got a sort of negative connotation, doesn't it? It's like, well, routine is like seem to be boring or it's mundane. I want to suggest to all of us at the moment that one of the tools that's going to be very useful for getting us through this season is routine. I think what's happening for a lot of people is the routine, their normal routine is breaking down. You know, like I miss a lot of stuff like you do. I used to love, you know, you'd take my son to school every morning and we'd go for a walk and walk him down to the school. And I miss that. You know, there's aspects of routine that I miss. But I want to suggest to you today that you need to keep a strong daily routine in place. So for me, that means getting up at pretty much the same time every day. I get up very, very early. I have a really beautiful prayer space downstairs in my house. So I pray the Divine Office. I read the readings of the day. I have some time just for silence and prayer every day. And then I exercise. So at the moment, I'm a cyclist. So I jump on the bike. It's pitch black. It's cold. There's wombats and stuff running across the road. But I get out there and I train hard every morning. I know that's under a bit of pressure for some of us too, but whether it means a walk or just something, you know, you've got to keep those routines in place. And then we have family routine. So we try and, you know, get everything sort of squared away in the home. We have some prayer together as a family, and then we start the homeschooling thing. And then I get through my work. So this routine just can be very helpful. So what you don't want is for your routines to collapse. Is like, you know, you just get up whenever and you do a bit of this and do a bit of that. I really want to encourage you around structure. So you've got to be mentally tough at the moment. And the thing I've been teaching people for years in seminars is you've got to get this next principle, which is simply that you will rarely feel like doing the things that you need to do for your own well-being. There's something about us as humans. We crave sort of, homeostasis. We crave predictability and comfort. So pushing ourselves to do things that we don't feel like doing can be really hard. So on Instagram over the weekend, I posted a fair bit of my training rides, and like, I promise you, friends, here at the moment, I mean, we'll get to -9 Celsius midwinter. We're not there yet, but we're getting that way. In midsummer, it's like full light at 5:15 in the morning. Here, it's not light now till about 7:15, which means when I get on that bike, it is cold, it is dark. And every single morning, something in me is like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Why am I doing this again? And I've just learned over many years that you just have to ignore that voice. That voice is not there to help you. Now, your context could be different. Wherever you are in the US or the UK or Europe, or you listen to this in Australia, it's going to be different for all of us. But you have got to be mentally tough enough to put in place these structures, these systems, these like, okay, I have a coffee the same time every single day. I'm going to keep doing that. Then I'm going to have some prayer time. Then I'm going to do this. Then I'm going to work on some online learning stuff. And then I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to plan a walk. I'm serious. You got to get very structured. Right at the moment, routine is your friend. Why? Because the minute you lose routine and structure, you get this time, this vacuum, this space for rumination, for worry, for all this stuff. You just got to fill your time right now. And sure, when this all changes and you can, you know, do things a bit differently and be a bit more laid back, but I want to encourage you right now to keep routine as your friend. Pray more, get the rosary. Some of you like might not sort of be used to praying it, but it's a powerful prayer and it's a beautiful prayer. And I think just praying into that daily as best we can is just a way of really interceding, praying for others, praying for your own family, whatever structure of prayer you need. But I think I've said this in every episode, we need to increase our level of prayer, okay? We really need to press in and increase our level of prayer at the moment. All right, I'm going to wrap up. What's the summary here? Routine is your friend. Structure is your friend. Discipline is your friend. If it helps, often using a diary or a journal to just map out your day. And I know this sounds crazy, but it might be as simple as, you know, I'm going to do the washing at 3 p.m. I'm going to walk the dog or the cat or the mongoose or whatever it is you have, your Shetland pony. I don't know, whatever you have, walk it, okay? Karen told me this great story this morning. She's been following some really funny memes on Instagram and different places, and she's got this one photo and there's a dog, and the dog is like hiding at the top of a cupboard. It's climbed up right at the top of this cupboard and it's looking really scared. And the caption says something like, "No, I'm not coming down. You've already walked me 20 times today. Go walk with someone else." So, you know, once a day is probably enough for your animals, but you get the point. You got to have that structure. You got to have those little things that sort of dovetail your day. And we're going to get through, okay? We're going to get through, and we're going to come through with deeper faith and a deeper experience of God's faithfulness to us. All right, God bless you. Thank you for everything you do as a Catholic teacher. Keep praying with your students. If you're doing any online stuff, pray with them. Before you do anything, just say, "Hey guys, great to have you on the call. Let's pray together." I think it's Psalm 91. Oh gosh, I should check. I was reading it again this morning. Let me see if I can pull that up here quickly. Psalm 91 is the beautiful psalm. It's going to sound kind of contradictory here, but it's the beautiful psalm about sort of pestilence and pandemics. I want you to read that. It's a beautiful, I think this is the one, isn't it? Yeah, it is, Psalm 91. Many of you know that. Check it out. We're going to go upstairs from the studio and pray it as a family. I'm going to be praying for you guys. I'm going to pray for every teacher out there. God bless you, friends. My name's Jonathan Doyle. Come and find me on Instagram, JonathanDoyle47. On Twitter at BeingCatholic1, and the new website, I haven't really told anybody about this yet, but it's called onecatholicteacher.com. This is the first time I've mentioned it. So if you go to it now, it's still being put together, but it's pretty much there. The podcast will be there now. Onecatholicteacher.com. Why did I call it that? Because I think one Catholic teacher makes a massive difference. Onecatholicteacher.com. God bless you, friends. Make sure you've subscribed to this and do me a favor. Would you help promote this podcast? Get it on your feeds, get it on Twitter, get it on social media, email it to friends. Let's get more and more people dialing in for the podcast and being encouraged each day. And by the way, if there's anybody you want me to interview, if you think somebody would be a great interview subject, do that for me. Just give me some names. You can email me Jonathan@onecatholicteacher.com. Jonathan@onecatholicteacher.com. God bless you, friends. My name is Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Catholic Teacher Podcast. I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.